Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a preimposed bronchodilators for Amishon David Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N. This goes to med first on 129.25. Mr. Johnson performed preimposed bronchodilators for spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-24-24, there's no significant change period in paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Janice Stevens. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 2-5-25, Mrs. Stevens performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94% period. Patient walked 209 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 87% period. During the test, patient paused at 1 minute and 59 seconds due to dyspnea and desaturation to 85%. And stopped the test at 5 minutes and 38 seconds due to dyspnea. Period of paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dale Milliken. This goes to Dr. Connell. On 2-5-25, Mr. Milliken performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction. Period compared to a prior study dated 10-3-24. There's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study. Period. In the paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 2-5-25, Mrs. Willis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of air of forced vital capacity with a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 11-12-24. There's been some improvement in the post-bronchodilator study period. In paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Rapp, RAPP. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 2-5-25, Mr. Rapp performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 11-14-24. There's been no significant change period. In the paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal airways obstruction showing no significant change. Thank you.